Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get the latest on the Giants and Jets on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM-HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Tommy Lugauer-Noogie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. So the Dodgers won tonight, but that wasn't the big story that came out of that game. And it's all over the internet. It's hopefully everything's all right there, because you never want to see. And look, I, as a Met fan, have no love loss for Freddie Freeman. But Freddie Freeman essentially fell into the dugout tonight trying to catch a pop-up. Now, it was the Royals dugout, and nothing, you don't normally want to catch a player, but it was kind of in a situation where it was, you have the players, then you have photographers, and then it was the staircase where there are no players, so nobody was really there to brace his fall, and he went, like, crashing down. Now, he was able to walk out of the dugout on his own power. He did stay in that inning, but he was ultimately removed from the game. So, hopefully, everything's all right with Freddie Freeman. Like, even if you're a Yankee fan, you're not rooting for injuries. And you look, you've had a million injuries, so you're not going to feel sorry for the Dodgers, that's for sure, especially them. But you never want to see a player like Freddie Freeman, who is a class act, one of the great players, future Hall of Famer. And, yeah, he almost tripped a little bit. I guess he just didn't realize where he was. And his first step, he kind of tripped, and then the next step, he flew way down into the dugout. But like I said, he was able to get up, walk off on his own power. You start worrying about concussions when it comes to that situation and other injuries. And like I said, he did stay in the game and then was removed from it. And the Dodgers, who have been struggling, ultimately won the game 4-2 over Kansas City. The Yankees won a game, and it was a wild night at Yankee Stadium. Not only on the field, but the crowd was just insane. It was like a soccer match. I mean, part of it I watched on TV, and the other part I listened to driving in with Dave and Susan. But when I was watching on TV, they had the bros. It looked like they were the shirts off, and they were swinging their T-shirt over their head. They looked like your Uncle Louie at a wedding, about 3 to 5 to 9 beers deep when a song comes on about 4 hours into the reception, and he's got his tie, you know, tied around his head, and he's got like six buttons undone, and he's sweating, and he's telling everybody how much he loves them, and he doesn't want to leave, and it's like, well, you know, the party's about to wrap up in 5 minutes. We're going to remove you from the premises if you don't stop. And your Aunt Rose is all embarrassed by Uncle Louie's performance here. That's what everybody was looking like. It was like Mardi Gras. I don't know if it was Dave or Susan, but I was listening when I was coming in, and they was like, what's in the water tonight? I'll tell you what was in the water. Alcohol. Basically, it was in the water. People were acting drunk. It was a wild scene at Yankee Stadium. It was a playoff-like atmosphere, an electric type of atmosphere. You know, normally you get that because you had Marlins man behind the plate. Usually that's the type of scene you get like on Friday night, last Friday night, where you have a 2+ hour rain delay and the game goes north of midnight. That's when you get this type of crazy stuff going on. You got people running all on the field. I'd expect that on Friday night. First of all, it's a Friday night. People didn't go to church before the game. You know, they're all gassed up. And then with the long delay, more time to get gassed up. And then a long game to boot. On top of that, tonight, I don't know what the heck the excuse was or what was going on, but it was insane. Crazy. And we spoke to a few people that were at the game, and they sort of backed up what we saw and heard from the sights and sounds of Yankee Stadium, which felt like October, except during the postseason, unless you're an idiot, you're not taking your shirt off, in all likelihood. I mean, I guess if they win, you would. But you're not doing that during the game. Yeah, I never understood that kind of culture. As far, you know, you want to take your shirt off in the summer, that's fine. But the people that it's like sub-zero temperatures and you're taking your shirt off. Hi, I'm hyperthermia. Have we met? And like I said before, sometimes alcohol could be the sort of the, gives you those muscles. But still, I think the people that take their shirts off, especially at football games, that's pre-planned. That's not something they walk into the stadium and go, you know what would be better if I took my shirt off? They're not Matthew McConaughey. You know what I mean? They're most of these people should keep their shirts on. So I don't think it's necessarily pre-planned. I take that back. I say it is pre-planned. It's not something that you decide, you know, day off. It's something you've been thinking about. Like, I'm going to go with my, like your Dave Putty. Like, you're going to basically paint your chest. But it was crazy. And Trent Grisham, star of the night. I still have my doubts about him, especially defensively. He can't move at all. I don't love him in the leadoff spot, but I will give him his credit. Over the last four games, he's been absolutely on fire. The Yankee pitching staff, which is a championship pitching staff, continues to be lights out. Blackburn, Hedrick, sensational. And the Yankees, look, the schedule's lightening up here. Seattle stinks. They got him for a day game later on today that you could hear on the fan. Right here on the fan, I expect the Yankees to win that game. I told you going into the series that this would be a sweep, and two-thirds of the way there. Now, Gilbert is the Mariners' best pitcher, but Max Fried is no slouch. And Seattle, to me, even though they put up 5 runs tonight, they can't score any runs. They feel like a team that has quit. They've been extremely disappointing. As bad as Austin Wells has been, Cal Raleigh somehow is worse. I didn't think it was possible to have a season worse than Austin Wells, but Cal Raleigh has figured that out off of a year where he was unbelievable, and we heard about all summer how he's the MVP or Judge is the MVP. Now Cal Raleigh is batting eighth. That tells you all you need to know about the season he's having. That offense can't score any runs, and Cal Raleigh's batting at the bottom of the order. Seattle stinks. Toronto, yeah, they're getting fat here off of a Red Sox team that's starting to scuffle, but still, I think the Blue Jays are an opponent that, at least here at Yankee Stadium, the Yankees can handle. Baltimore, you know they're going to lay down their swords. The Yankees could take a nap for 3 innings during a game against the Orioles, and they're going to win 10-3. That reeks of Jazz Chisholm hitting 16 home runs. Grisham will hit 45 home runs. They will pound the Orioles into submission. We all know that. So these next couple series are an opportunity for the Yankees to get fat. And all it takes is the Rays to slip up a little bit, and this division will get a lot tighter, which I expected to do so. Because last year, everybody thought, oh, well, the Blue Jays, they're running away with this. Of course, they're going to win the division easily. And it came down to the final day. Came down to a tiebreaker, of all things. Which is in play here because Tampa has won the season series so far. I think the Yankees they have to sweep the final four games and they can win the tiebreaker. I'll talk to my tiebreaker people about that. But I'm not the biggest, you know me. If you want tiebreaker stuff, information, statistics, tune in to WFAN between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. That's the show for tiebreakers, because Evan has all this stuff written down in a computer. The rest of us normal humans don't, so I got to be honest with you. Oh, it's part of my job. Is it, though, really? I mean, you know, let's be real. As long as I make you laugh a little bit and we have some fun, what is the difference? I mean, let's be honest. But I think, I'll double-check with my tiebreaker people, but I believe if the Yankees sweep that four-game set, which is coming up later on in September, I think 22nd, there's a doubleheader that day, and then a couple games after that four-game series. If the Yankees sweep that, they will get the tiebreaker over Tampa. If not, they lose one game, then they don't. Which, look, last year came down to one game. It came down to a tiebreaker. And that ultimately was a big part of why the Yankees were sent home. Maybe it's different if they have home field advantage over Toronto. Probably not. But still, Aaron Boone, couple things. Yankees, wild card. They've never made the World Series ever. That includes Torrey all those years. Girardi. Now, part of it with Torrey, they won the division all the time. But still, as a wild card team, they've never made the World Series. And also Aaron Boone, when he doesn't have home field advantage in a series, big problem. When he faces a team in the American League East, for the most part, outside of last year, big problem. And if the Red Sox, if they don't completely fall off a cliff, the Yankees are going to, in all likelihood, have to go through the Red Sox and Tampa. And they wouldn't have, if the division holds here, they will, and I don't think it's over by any means, the Yankees will have to go through Tampa with Tampa having the home field. And we all know the Trop is a house of horrors for the Yankees. So it's not going to be the easiest of roads. In fact, it might get easier, actually, when you get through those teams. That's kind of the funny part of this. If the Yankees get through the Red Sox, assuming they get there, and the Rays, they're going to be staring at potentially, what, a Houston team that is not peak Houston Astros as far as their team. What are you going to get, the White Sox? The ALCS will feel like the first round. So the heavy lifting is going to be earlier on for the Yanks. And then the World Series, well, that's going to be the ultimate test. Because I've been telling you for months, I think the Yankees are going back to the World Series. They have a championship rotation. They have a championship bullpen. Their pitching staff, to me, is the best in baseball. I would take it over the Dodgers. As great as the Dodgers are pitching-wise, Edwin Diaz is a major liability. He has been just atrocious. He was out for months, and unless he finds his form, you know, the Dodgers are going to have to figure out a way to get around the albatross that is Edwin Diaz, whereas the Yankees, I mean, not only do they have David Bednar, who's been lights out, they have Hedrick, who's having one of the best seasons of any Yankee reliever not named Mariano Rivera in their history. Paul Blackburn has been a revelation. Cruz, I mean, go on and on and on. Plus, you're going to get these starters back in Schmidt, in Rodon, Heel, and that's going to allow Aaron Boone to move a lot of these guys that are starters to the bullpen. So it's only going to strengthen what is already a strength. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Chris in Los Angeles. What's up, Chris?
What's up, my man? How you doing, Tommy?
What's happening?
It looks like Tampa Bay is 6-3 head-to-head at this point this year.
So I'm right. If they sweep, then the Yankees will...
You are correct. Correct. Sir. Your math is accurate,
math
and you are
is
correct.
Accurate. So that four-game yeah. set at the end of the year at Yankee Stadium, one of them is a doubleheader, so it includes a doubleheader. The Yankees would have to sweep there. Because you know what? I just believe this, Chris. I think it's going to come down to the final series or two. I think the Yankees are going to get their way back into this race, and it's going to come down to those four games. Because obviously, if Tampa takes 3 out of 4, then it's a wrap. But if the Yankees...
Well, of course. But either way, just in general, look, whether it comes down to that final moment, I think you're right. I agree with you. You know, people get crazy. There's 162 games. These things go in waves. And, you know, it's where we are now. I'm preaching to the choir. I'm proving your point. They could turn it in a month, you know, in 2 weeks, it could turn, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've seen it really. I mean, I brought it up earlier. I mean, we look back at Memorial Day weekend. We were heading into that weekend. The Yankees looked like they were going to let go of the rope and the Rays were just going to run away with the division. Aaron Judge hits that walk-off home run. The Rays couldn't win a game after that. The Yankees got hot, and all of a sudden the Yankees were in first place. Look at the Red Sox. They were on this all-time heater. They stunk early in the year. Now they're on a losing streak. The Rays are not going to be a wagon, I don't think, for the final month and a half here. They are going to endure a losing streak. All teams do. If the Yankees can play good baseball for this final month and a half, they will get themselves right back in the race.
I agree. It's going to be an entertaining month. I was going to call you to talk about Spencer Jones. I thought I'd be saying, you know, it'd be another argument in the bag for perhaps Spencer replacing Trent Grisham when everybody comes back. Obviously, Trent can't take away what he did tonight. and you know, in a night like this. But I gotta say, man, Spencer Jones. I think that at bat, the bottom of the third, you know, it's like the most pivotal at bat in the game. Like it was such an impressive at bat. Ends in a
yep.
two RBI double.
Yeah, double
and I think that
field.
was the turning point of the game. It took Miller's confidence. You saw in the next when he came back up again, bottom of the fifth, first pitch off of Miller, boom, another double. Dude owned him, and I think it took him down a notch, Miller, off his confidence. I think, I don't know, I just think the guy's a surgeon, man. I mean, it's building now for me with every game watching the kid. Anyway.
Yeah, look, I credit Jones there is that he had a long at-bat. He fouled a lot of tough pitches off, and Miller threw one right in a zone where Jones can handle it. So Miller made a mistake. But it's because Spencer Jones battled and eventually got a pitch he can hit, and then he drove it the opposite way. And you're right, that was the turning point of the game. And then he hit another P later on. And the one thing I'll say about Jones, and we talked about this last night too, Chris, is Grisham, yeah, it's hard to knock the guy right now, especially offensively, because he's on a roll. But defensively, he can't move at all. He's a liability.
Oh, I was going to say that. I meant to say it. There were two moments in the field tonight where obviously like, it's overshadowed by the offense. But like there were a couple of moments where, if they had lost the game, you and me would be talking about how old he looked running around the field.
Well, he almost got Lombard killed on that fly ball. I mean, it was one of those situations where Lombard is running basically for hours on end to get to this ball, and Grisham, because he can't move, he doesn't have any mobility, you know, is just sitting out there, essentially. And even Will Warren was gassed by it and kind of showed Grisham up a little bit by his reaction. But anywho, yeah, he's just Grisham is bad in the field right now. And like I said, when everybody comes back and you have this full allotment of players and there's going to be a fight for playing time, I don't see the justification of Grisham playing every single day in center field and batting leadoff. I don't.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Last point, I'll let you go, man. Just back, we've never talked Knicks. Like, I know, I think after we spoke last night, you were talking about the scheduling and LeBron, you know, being there. And I'm with you. But I also love the idea of, like, freaking beating him, beating the Sixers in front of everybody watching. Like,
totally.
Let him sit there and, like, watch, you know, something that ultimately, the guy should have came to New York. I mean, not that I wanted him, but you know, I don't mean this time. I mean back, you know.
When he went to the decision, when he went to go play with the Heels.
Yeah,
but my take was kind of two-pronged. My one was that I love the fact that LeBron's going to be sitting there because he's got to stand there and watch the ceremony. He's got to see them get their rings, the banner go to the rafters of MSG, and we get to beat LeBron and the Sixers because there's no way they're going to be a well-oiled machine, possibly even throughout the year. They might not even be a well-oiled machine by the playoffs. They're definitely not going to be a well-oiled machine by night one. So there's that. My other take, though, was I think the league is trying to present LeBron like he's the face and the Sixers are the team.
Course.
And it's like, well, let me remind you, the ratings were through the roof for the NBA Finals, the biggest they've been in forever, and the Knicks are New York. So you could try to make Philly into New York. You're not going to, and they're going to find that out, Adam Silver and the schedule makers, quickly on opening night, that it's about the Knicks, not LeBron.
Knicks in five, baby. Have a good night, Tommy. Knicks in five. Peace.
Yeah, I saw somebody with their license plate that said Knicks in five. Or in five. Maybe that's what it was. In five with the Knick logo. Very cool. Yeah, Knicks in five has now become the thing that you do. Any walk of life you have now, you just say Knicks in five. Like, that's, I wish I had this in my, I can use it in some aspects of my life, but I wish I was younger now in, like, high school, and my teacher would say, hey, how come you didn't do your homework? And I would just say Knicks in five, and they'd say, oh, okay, that's fine, you're good. Or now, I guess if my wife is nagging me about something, I could just say, listen, honey, Knicks in five, and she'd go, oh, yeah, no, you're right. Although she has no idea who the Knicks are. So I'd have to use that to people that are actually on planet Earth, which my wife isn't. So I would have to just, in all assets of my life besides her, I could just say, or just for anybody out there, you know, if your boss is getting on you, just be like, hey, listen, Knicks in five. Knicks in five. And you'd be like, yeah, I guess. Can't argue with that. It's the argument ender. It is the checkmate of all checkmates. And that is Knicks in five. And yeah, the NBA is trying to make LeBron and the Sixers out to be this, that, and the other, and the cat's meow. You'll hear me say this a lot. I've already said it a million times. I'll say it 3 million times if I have to. The Sixers aren't winning anything. In fact, I'm going to take great pleasure in watching our Knicks knock out the Sixers once again in the playoffs. And once again, go down to that building and once again, take over. Let me lay it out for you. The Sixers have no depth. They can't hit threes. They can't play defense. They have Embiid, who spends half the time hurt, the other half walking up and down the court like a mummy. You have a lot of egos on this team. Who gets the last shot? You're trying to, in practically overnight, build the chemistry that the Knicks have forged for years. And essentially, they ran it back. They substituted Drummond in for Mitch. But they're bringing back basically the same team. And Andre Drummond, defensively, is a problem, and not in a good way. Andre Drummond, what he can do that Mitch couldn't do is hit threes. And as far as a rebounder, Drummond is awesome. And he can't hit free throws. So basically, you are getting Mitchell Robinson as far as the bad free throw shooting, Mitchell Robinson as far as the rebounding, but instead of being a great defender, Drummond is a good or adequate, especially for a size, three-point shooter. So there's not much you're missing with Mitch departing, especially with the addition of Drummond. But the Knicks, the Sixers can't match the chemistry. The Knicks not even close. They're not going to be able to make that work. It never does, especially when you don't. Think about it. It took the Heatles a little bit of time. The Nets never got there. And, okay, there were some circumstances, but still. The Sixers' runway is, what, a year or two? That's about it. I don't see it happening. And it's certainly not going to happen at the expense of the Knicks. So you can schedule all you want, the Sixers, night one. You can make Christmas, because that was another one I heard, which is just, I could do, well, first of all, let me really go on a sort of a tantrum here. Or tangent. Or both. Tantrum, tangent. I think they both kind of apply to this. As you know, I'm Tommy the Family Man. And even though I don't have children, I know a lot of people out there do. I do have a cat, but, I mean, I don't know if we're getting him Christmas presents. I would imagine we would. But even if we do, I mean, he doesn't have, well, arms to open the Christmas presents. So it's going to take 14 seconds for us to open the presents for the cat and we move on. But for those that, and I get it, you do it early in the morning. You know, Santa comes and then you open the gifts up from your family as well. And then by the afternoon, you're ready to rock and roll. You go to an in-law's house or whatever, you have people over. Basketball was always an institution on Christmas. And obviously, Knicks Spurs in the noon time slot is box office, must-see TV, rematch of the finals. So we're all going to be locked in on that. It's not just, you know, in years past where it's like, ah, it's background. We're all going to be on the edge of our seats watching that game. But basketball was always Christmas, and Christmas was always basketball in terms of sports. Maybe you get the Poinsettia Bowl on Christmas Eve with Hawaii and whoever, fine. And that game would be on at like 10 o'clock at night, so it's okay because everybody's sleeping. You can watch it, which I do, by the way. And then, I mean, because usually I get all my movies in before Christmas Eve. I watch Elf, I watch Christmas Vacation, I watch Home Alone, I watch A Christmas Carol. I like the Muppets version, but there are a million versions. Dealer's choice when it comes to that. And by Christmas Eve, if there's a sporting event on, I'll flip it on. And basketball was always Christmas. But because the NFL are pigs, and they have to have their product on every single holiday that they could possibly get their hands on, and I understand if it's a Saturday or Sunday, or even a Monday night, or even a Thursday night Christmas, and you have a game on because that's your schedule. But for them to have, I think it's three games this year, which they've been doing this for a while now, and Christmas is a Friday. There should not be maybe one game at night, maybe. But that's not the case. I think there's three games. The NFL are pigs. And now we're at a point, as sports fans, and I am Tommy the Family Man, so I look out for the family man out there, the husband, or even the wife. Maybe the wife's into sports, the husband isn't. That it's Christmas, and obviously you have to celebrate Christmas, of course, to be in this sort of conversation, but still, many of us do. And you're trying to enjoy this great holiday with family and your kids and whoever, and you got a million sporting events on, including the NFL, and we can never, ever not watch the NFL. We are sheep when it comes to the NFL. If you put it on, it doesn't matter what network, it doesn't matter what streaming service, you'll hear it. They could come up with a new streaming service this year that they're going to put a game on. Make one up that it's never been on, right? They have this streaming service that most people don't have. It's not like Netflix, which is an OG, which are the Christmas games. But for the sake of this conversation, let's just say they find a streaming service that very few people have. You know what the talk will be leading into it. Well, I'm not getting this streaming service. I don't know how to do it. I don't want to do it. Blah, 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 blah. Then meanwhile, you'll find out that the ratings were through the roof because it's the NFL. And you could put the game on Mars at 3 a.m. on a streaming service that nobody has and we'll watch. And we will pay for the streaming service, free trial, probably forget to cancel it. And 6 months later, we'll be like, what's this on our credit card bill? I don't know. Oh, that's right. I watched Rams Packers at 2 a.m, a game, you know, where they played in the Tupelo or they played it in the Tatooine. And I had to watch it because it's football. Well, it's my fantasy team. I got Stafford as my quarterback. Or you're betting on it or whatever the case may be. But that's football. And now they have to infiltrate Christmas, which is really, honestly, there shouldn't be any sports. But I guess, look, people don't celebrate Christmas, so I guess that's probably too strong of a statement. But there shouldn't be all of this sports. That's for sure. But I've heard this, so a long way to go, sidetrack to get to here. Well, the Knicks are playing at noon, and the Sixers have the prime time slot. I speak for Knicks fans when I say I'd rather have the noon slot. First of all, if you're a maniac like me, and I'm going to be watching probably sports all day, let me get my Knicks out of the way, and then I'll watch football. Whereas the basketball later on is competing with the football. But I like that. Noon, game's over by 1:30, 1:40, and the Knicks are an institution on that slot. And that's the biggest game of the day. I don't care about LeBron going back to L.A. The rematch of the finals is the marquee game. So I don't care what time slot it's in. That is the marquee game of Christmas. Just as the Knicks are the marquee game on opening night. And listen, they were never going to schedule the Hornets, or dare I say the Brooklyn Nets, against the Knicks on opening night. That was never going to happen. So it was going to be a marquee game. So I'm not surprised that it is the Sixers, but yeah, they're going to try to make it all about LeBron. But the reality is LeBron's going to be sitting there and standing there like everybody else, staring at the Knicks ceremony, getting their rings, and the banner being hung up to the rafters, immortalized forever. As the Sixers continue to chase for theirs, which they haven't had one in a while, and then the LeBron factor, as far as him ring chasing to try to be better than Jordan, which, listen, when it comes to that, most people have their mind made up. In fact, everyone has their mind made up. The only people that don't are youngsters, you know, young people coming, youngsters, look at me, youngsters coming up that perhaps didn't see Jordan play at all and barely even saw LeBron play. So they're going to formulate their opinion based on just looking at their careers on Wikipedia.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Your New York Yankees are chasing another championship. Talk Yankees baseball with the fans at 888-808-1019. The WFAN phone line is powered by Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus presents the biggest summer in UFC history.
City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. So I haven't been able to wrap my brain around this, and it's all over the internet. It's gone completely viral. I think it's up to like 13 million views. And I, for one, have never seen this in my life. And I'm still trying to figure out what the point of doing this is. And that is the Eagles Twitter account put out a video of Jalen Hurts throwing an interception in practice. And maybe you're trying to build up the guy who made the interception. That's fine if he gets a interception on the backup quarterback, the third string quarterback, not the starting quarterback, especially the starting quarterback who, despite going to a Super Bowl, practically outplaying Patrick Mahomes in a losing effort, and then going to another Super Bowl and dominating Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, the Eagle fan is, I think, mostly done with Jalen Hurts. And they feel like, well, this is a Howie Roseman situation. This is such a great team, this offensive line, and all the receivers and all the players they've had in the defense. And Jalen Hurts is a beneficiary of that, and he's not the reason why the Eagles, Saquon Barkley, he is not, Jalen Hurts, the reason for this great success. He's just a guy. He is replaceable. So the fact that they put this video out of him throwing an interception, even if you're trying to build up the guy behind the interception, you know, keep Jalen Hurts maybe not in the video or something, or just not post it at all. Like I said, it went completely and utterly viral. Could you imagine the Giants putting out a video of Jackson Dart throwing an interception? Can you imagine the Jets? Well, yeah, I actually could imagine the Jets throwing something like this. It's Jet-like, throwing an interception if it's Geno Smith, who threw a couple in practice the other day against the Bucs. If you posted that video, people would be like, typical Jets, same old Jets. Now, speaking of the Jets, I mean, it's been a, you know, Philly, it's been a rough sports couple of years for them. It really has. You know, losing at home, the Eagles in the playoffs this past year. The Knicks completely and utterly embarrassing not only the city of Philadelphia, the franchise of the Sixers, as their fans abandoned them. Now they'll go through the turnstiles and they'll all glaze LeBron, but we know they quit on their basketball team this year. The Phillies, which I think arguably the way they lost to the Dodgers was worse than the way they lost to the Blue Jays in the World Series, or the Mitch Williams, Joe Carter situation. I mean, that was awful the way they lost to the Dodgers. So it's been a rough stretch, rough patch for Philly sports, which is a shame. But here they are, now they're posting videos on their official Eagles Twitter account of their quarterback throwing an interception. Bold strategy, Cotton. But I could see the Jets doing that. Now, speaking of the Jets, Aaron Glenn joined the Carton Show. The guys, Craig and Big Mac, were out at Jet Camp on Tuesday, and Aaron Glenn was a guest. And I heard Craig and C-Mac talking about this today, and Tiki and Sean, how everybody was impressed with the interview. Okay. Aaron Glenn, I think, at times, maybe his humor doesn't go over. Like, I feel like there are some things he says with the media that are supposed to be funny, and they don't hit. because perhaps we haven't gotten his sense of humor down pat yet. And I do think Aaron Glenn had the wrong tactic with the media early on, trying to do the tough guy routine. That only works when you have success. If you walk in right away and do that stuff. Now, Rex Ryan did the bravado and this, that, and the other, but he backed it up. You either have to have that track record or back it up rather quickly. And Aaron Glenn had neither going for him. So perhaps he's learned his ways, because I'm sure, you know, he's no dummy. He probably understands that if this thing goes badly this year, he's going to get fired before the season's over. So he's got to have a different approach this year, because the Sharks are circling. And if this team gets off to an 0-4, 0-5 start, Aaron Glenn is going to be gone. He's going to be on the unemployment line. So yeah, interview impressive. But I'm not at the point where I think that means Aaron Glenn's going to be a great head coach or even a good head coach in this league. I still think he's arguably the worst head coach in the sport until proven otherwise. I still think the Jets are going to win under 5 games this year. Probably right around 3 or 4. That's my, you know, I'll give you 3 or 4. It's a coach quarterback league, and I think they're weak at both. And I don't like Kate Klubnik either. I'm open to Jet optimism a couple of years from now, even a year from now. I just don't see the optimism for this season. And there's a lot of it out there. And listen, the Jets have won 12 Super Bowls in the month of July. The problem is the Super Bowl is actually played in February, not July. I got to see it to believe it with them. We've heard this for, it seems like every year it's the same. Well, the Jets. It's like, well, they are the worst franchise in sports. They have the longest playoff drought across all 4 major sports. They haven't finished over 500 in forever. They haven't made the playoffs in forever. They didn't have an interception last year. A little difficult, at least for me, to crown them when I didn't see anything in the offseason at the 2 most important positions, quarterback and coach, that would make me say, oh yeah, they're going to make a leap now and they're going to be back right around 500 or perhaps even finish over 500 or heck, win 6 games even, something like that. I don't see it at all. Because anybody that sells me on it, and I've heard it, oh, well, the offensive line and this receiver and this running back and this, that, and the other. The problem is you bury the lead, because the lead is head coach, quarterback. Why am I and others optimistic about the Giants? Head coach, quarterback. Why are the Chiefs consistently good every year? Head coach, quarterback. Why are the Rams? So everybody thinks they're going to win the Super Bowl. Head coach, quarterback. Sam Darnold leaves the Vikings. They're a mess. Goes to Seattle. They win a Super Bowl. Quarterback. You can give me all the other positions and stuff like that. You better be off the charts good at that. And let's be honest, the Jet defense sucked last year. So it's not like they have this great defense. I get wanting to be optimistic. Believe me, I do. As positive Tommy, I totally understand it. And no fan base should have to suffer as long as the Jet fan has suffered for it. You can't say Jet fan without long and suffering in front of it. Doesn't matter what age you are, you call this radio station up or in your regular life, you will say, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm a long-suffering Jet fan. Because Jet fans of all ages have been long-suffering. No fan base should have to endure what you've endured. You've paid your debt to society. It should be, the curse should be lifted. But I just don't think this is the group to do it. I don't think this is the head coach or the quarterback. Maybe he got something to Muji. It's possible. I think he's done a good job so far. It's still incomplete because you got to find the right quarterback. And maybe, I don't think he will be, but maybe Klubnik is that guy. He's certainly getting a lot of rave reviews in camp, but you know what? There's been a lot of people through the years that get rave reviews in camps. And then the season starts, the real deal, and those quarterbacks or any position player that looks amazing in the summer, they get to the fall and winter, and they stink. Because that's when things get ramped up, and that's when the cream rises to the top, and we find out who really is great and who is not cut out for the league. But I can sell you, and I can buy, and I have. I've come on the air, and I've given my positive Tommy Jet plan for the next, you know, 3 to 5 years. I'm all for that, and I'm rooting for that. Like I said, I don't think the Jets or the Jet fan should have to suffer much longer. I mean, really, it's been long enough. And I do think there is light at the end of the tunnel, and I don't think it's an oncoming train, because normally it is, but I don't think in this spot it is. I don't see it with this coach and this quarterback. I think Geno, I give him a lot of credit for resurrecting his career. I think he will be a good backup for the Jets. I think he will be a good leader in the locker room. I do think the Jets have a really good offensive line. I think you have building blocks in terms of position players. And another thing with Aaron Glenn that nobody seems to be talking about, he was awful last year as a head coach. That we know. And the Jets, what we also know, they tried to hire Wink Martindale in the offseason. Why? Because Wink Martindale is one of the better defense, or certainly has a fine resume, somebody you'd want to bring into your organization and help out with a defense that didn't have an interception last year. And according to Sean Morris, whether you want to believe him or not, in his sources, he had a report that said, hey, listen, Wink Martindale was about to be hired. Aaron Glenn flew down to meet with Woody Johnson. He wanted to get the I's dotted, the T's crossed. And Woody, paraphrasing here, essentially said to Aaron Glenn, I pay you enough, Aaron. You are a defensive-minded coach. You fix the defense. Well, gee golly, that's a great idea. Aaron Glenn is still trying to figure out how to be a head coach, and now he's got to be the defensive coordinator too? Genius. Not exactly a smart thing to put on Glenn's plate. He's already got enough on there and enough to deal with, including, you know, he wasn't exactly playing nice with the media last year, so they're probably going to be, and I'm not blaming anybody here, but they're going to be, circling like sharks to get him out of here. The fans, as optimistic as they are in July, Cam Ward beats you in week one and Bobby Saleh down in Nashville is pumping his fist and the Jets are 0-1. That optimism is going right down the toilet. You know it and I know it. Doesn't take long for Jet fans to turn negative. It might not even take a half. Because, and like I said, I am optimistic for the future of the Jet fan and the Jet franchise. But it feels like people's optimism with the Jets is at its highest when the Jets aren't actually playing because you're not actually watching them. The Jets always look good when they're not actually playing. Boy, do the Jets look good this year. Yeah, it's July. They're not actually on the field doing anything. Once they go on the field and do something, they don't look as good as you think they're going to look in July. Always is the case, and has been for a very long time. So, I think there is hope for the future. I just don't think the future is now. Let's head out to Mario. He joins us from Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Well, hey, what's going on, Luke? Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What's up?
Listen, a couple of things before we get out, because I'm going to defend the Jets. I'm a Jet fan. I know you're a Giants fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look at the last 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Giants are just as bad as the Jets.
Correct.
Over the last 10 years,
no doubt.
And let's put
it this way: as bad, because they did have 2 years where they made the playoffs. But if you count, don't count those. You take those away, you are 1,000% spot on. The Giants have been as dysfunctional, bad, horrible to watch as the Jets have been.
And before we anoint anybody, remember the Giants only won 4 games last year.
Correct, but they did hire John Harbaugh.
But still,
John Harbaugh's resume speaks for itself. What's Aaron Glenn's resume as a head coach?
Okay, hold on, Louis. First of all, you were saying quarterbacks and head coaches. Let me go through a couple of them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia Eagles won with Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
And they hated the head coach.
They have the best general manager in the sport.
Well, hold on. Head coach stinks. A lot of people were getting ready to fire him, right?
Okay.
Isn't that true? Now let's look at who won the Super Bowl last year. Sam Darnold?
Yeah, but I mean, Sam Darnold has turned his career around. What are you talking about?
But he's not he just stepped into a great team. He's not a great quarterback.
Okay, but would you rather have Sam Darnold or Geno Smith?
It's close.
It's not close. How could it be close to him? Donald just won the Super Bowl. Geno Smith.
I know, the Raiders are the number one pick.
How's it close?
Hold on.
As far away as possible, those two players.
Hold on. Sam Darnold was terrible.
Yes, with the Jets. And then he had a couple of stops, and then he was excellent with the Vikings, and then he just won a Super Bowl.
He wasn't excellent with the Vikings.
Yes, he was.
He was okay.
No, he had a couple of bad games at the end of the year. He was awesome. And you know what? If he was still there, the Vikings might have won the Super Bowl. Instead, now they have Kyler Murray, and Kevin O'Connell might be out of a job if the season goes poorly.
Yeah, but he's not a very good quarterback. He's decent.
Sam Darnold has another good year here. They're not winning the Super Bowl. Let's say he has another good year, they go to the playoffs. Would you then say he's better than decent?
I got to see what the season looks like. How does he play? Let me look at it.
I just gave it to you. They get to the playoffs and they don't win the Super Bowl.
Listen, Luke, this is the way I look at it. A great team like Seattle, you could put an average quarterback on there and you could get to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Now let's look back. Hold on. Let's look back when Nick Foles won the Super Bowl with Philly. Was he a good quarterback? How good is Nick Foles?
Let's look at the Chiefs.
How good was Nick Foles?
No, Nick Foles is he just had one type of moment there. Absolutely. But what about Mahomes? But what about the great quarterbacks? But what about the great quarterbacks?
No, I know what happens sometimes when you say it doesn't have to be that way.
Okay, let's go through the league. Let's go through the league. Year in and year out. What are the teams that win year in and year out? What do they both have? Head coach and quarterback.
Yes, but it does.
Not usually. Would you rather be where the Bills are, where the Chiefs are, where the Rams are, or where the Jets are? Where would you rather be?
Well, hold on. Of course.
But why are those teams that I just mentioned, where they're at? Why?
What if the Bills won? Bills won nothing.
You're talking about the Jets, who haven't made the playoffs in forever.
So my
pushback here is that you're trying to put the Jets in the conversation with the other teams in the NFL when they are not a team in the NFL.
I'm not doing that. I think they're better than you're saying because right now they have a top 10 offensive
based
line.
Based on what, though? What are you basing that on?
Top 10 offensive line right now.
Right, they have a top 10 offensive line.
And that's very important. We know how important the offensive line is.
Important. They're going to be better on defense this year. Why?
Who was their number one draft pick?
Okay. Yeah, and Bailey is impressed, absolutely. But I said this too, and I'm a Giant fan. I said, everybody's talking about Arvell Reese like he's going to be the next great thing. Everybody said that about Carter last year. Carter stunk. Who knows what Reese is going to be? Who knows what Bailey's going to be? Can he play a game in the NFL first?
Well, of course.
But he hasn't played yet, and you're acting like he's going to walk in and be the greatest thing ever because he's impressing the training camp.
But he has a very good chance of being a very, very good player. That's all I'm saying. Abdul Carter, maybe he'll be better this
year. Do you think Aaron Glenn is a good head coach?
No, not yet.
No. The answer is he's not. He's not. Fliegelman's off tonight. He would have literally been screaming in my ear the entire time during that phone call. Fliegelman would have had a coronary during that phone conversation. That's a little inside baseball here. Fliegelman, when he's upset with some of the caller's takes, he will scream in my ear the entire time, which is somewhat distracting, but he'll just yell at me the entire time, especially when it comes to his beloved Mets and Jets. When it's Yankees, Giants, even his Islanders, he'll kind of lay back. But when it's the teams that he loves and he has a certain strong feeling and he thinks the Jets are going to stink, he would have been screaming in my ear the entire time there. The reason that you could be optimistic about the Giants and Harbaugh is because Harbaugh has this great track record. The Jets and Aaron Glenn, they don't. Now, before we get out of here, 888-808-1019, by the way, if you want to jump on. The AL East is not over. Far from it. All it takes is the Rays and I know they're playing great baseball, but if they have one bad week and the Yankees play good baseball, they could get back in the race just like that. The Mariners stink, I told you that. The Blue Jays are not very good, they're coming up on the schedule. You know the Yankees are going to take care of the Orioles, they're coming up on the schedule. Then the Yankees get the Blue Jays again. Like I said, now you get two teams in a row, three series, four if you include Seattle, of under 500 teams. Let's fast forward to September. The Yankees get the Angels, they get the Twins, they get the Rockies. The schedule's advantageous for the Yankees, and Aaron Boone-managed teams always find their way and get hot down the stretch in the final month or two. Plus, you're going to get reinforcements back. Plus, the pitching staff is championship level. Nothing is over. Look at where the Red Sox were. They stunk. Then they were great. Now they stink again. The Astros got off to a bad start. Now they're in first place. The Tigers sold off their best pitcher, and now they're only a couple games out of the division. The Dodgers that everybody wanted to crown after Skubal got traded. The Dodgers were struggling. Baseball this year has been insane. The Phillies got off to a bad start. Then they got hot. The Rays looked like Memorial Day weekend. They were going to run away with the division. They struggled after the Yankees beat them on that walk-off homer by Judge. And then all of a sudden, the Yankees were in first place. So nothing is for certain here. In fact, I believe the AL East is going to come down to that last series or two. Yankees have a four-game set with Tampa at home, second to last series before the year. Last year, everybody thought Toronto was going to run away with it. It came down to the final day. Nothing is over. Far from it. Let's not crown the Rays. Let's not even crown the Red Sox. The American League East is far from over. In fact, I think it's going to come down to, just like it did last year, right down to the wire. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's tough to criticize Trent Grisham right now. He's on fire. Offensively, he has been terrific over the last four games or so. But here's the bottom line when it comes to Trent Grisham. Defensively, he is a major liability. Grisham can't move in center field. He almost got George Lombard Jr. killed tonight because he has no mobility, none whatsoever. So as hot as Grisham has been this year and as clutch as he was last year, overall, his offense has not been up to snuff this year. Clearly, last year was a career year. His defense, Trent Grisham, is awful, abysmal. He can't move. So my point is, once the reinforcements come back, and if Spencer Jones, you know, he's looking a lot better here in his second term this year, his second stint in the big leagues. Jones is more athletic. He's better defensively. If he continues to hit and show a little bit more patient at the plate, I think you have to have a long conversation about putting Jones in center field or doing something different in center field. You cannot, when you get all these players back and everybody's got to fight for playing time, you cannot, if you're Aaron Boone and the Yankees, justify Trent Grisham playing center field and batting leadoff. Those are two huge pieces of real estate. Leadoff and center field. Grisham cannot man both of those positions night in, night out, down the stretch, and in October. I don't care how hot he's swinging the bat right now. He can't move, and he's been the worst leadoff hitter in baseball this year. Help is on the way, and when they get here, Aaron Boone has to have a long, deep thought and conversation with himself about what he's going to do in center field and at leadoff. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Gordon Damer is coming your way next. Before we get out of here, little programming note, Yankee day game leading up to my show tomorrow. So it'll be Yankee game, Yankee post game. It will be Craig and Big Mac, and then I will have you for a Big Lugowski. A five-hour after hours. Got a couple things I'm thinking about planning for the show. Maybe a surprise guest here or there. So it's going to be it's the final after hours of the week, which is always a fun one. Mets are off. Yankees. Well, maybe the Mets play a day game. I actually forgot. I don't study the schedule. I try to study it here and there. I just know sometimes more what's going on this radio station. But Mets are not playing at night. That much I do know. So the Yankees are playing a day game. So we will have a full landscape of hours to do. A 5 hours. We're talking a lot of football. We'll know the full schedule by then, so we'll have the Knicks' entire schedule. We know who they play on opening night. We know they play the Celtics on October 23rd. We know they're playing the Spurs on Christmas, but by the time I'm on the air tomorrow night, we will know the full, or within the evening, we will know the full schedule release, plus preseason football on Friday and Saturday, so there's going to be a ton of football to talk about as well. So a lot of topics to discuss in the final after hours of the week. And we'll see what the Yankees do, but I think they're going to sweep. I do. I think Max Fried's going to give you a strong pitching performance. Seattle stinks. I mean, this is a team that has virtually given up on the year. They've had one of the most disappointing seasons of any team in the American League. They can't hit at all. I don't care if they scored five runs. They're not getting five runs off Max Fried. I think Max Fried will deliver. The Yankees will sweep. It'll be just a moment for them. They'll be feeling really good about themselves. And then they're going to take on Toronto, Baltimore, Toronto. And I've been talking about this for days. It's a very advantageous schedule for the Yankees. It's an opportunity for them to take full advantage of this schedule. And listen, if Tampa slips a little bit, and I know they're red hot, I know they've been playing great baseball, but nothing is for certain. The Rays can fall on their face, and the Yankees have an opportunity to take advantage of that. Not only this week, next week, but for the rest of this year, including a massive, circle your calendar, late September, Yankee Stadium, four-game set with Tampa, where if the Yankees sweep that four-game series, they will then have the tiebreaker over the Rays. Okay, that'll do it for me. My thanks to all the callers. My thanks to all the listeners. Appreciate each and every one of you. Gordon Damer comes your way next. And my thanks also to Nick Papagiorgio and Alex Azarm. Gordon will take you through the overnight, and then I will have you later on this evening, 7 to midnight, on a Big Lugowski, right here on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.